Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome into the program now as we look forward to the weekend. Chad Millman of the Action Network is sponsored by the Action Network. If you're looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app. Get live odds, expert analysis for every single game. And I encourage you can go, if you're watching it at home on your computer, to actionnetwork.com and see what we're talking about. It's really a cool site if you like to wager a couple of bucks on sports. And we say again, hello to Chad Millman. Morning to you, Chad.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Awesome. How are you doing this morning?
I like the enthusiasm.
Always. So let's jump right into this, Chad. Like, I'm looking at this thing, and Abe, the producer, has down. $3.5 million bet on the Astros to win it all isn't to collect. It's an insurance for the business offer he has. How often do you see big-time sports betting where making money isn't a single focus?
Oh, it's very rare, but this guy is very unique, too. Mattress Mack did the same thing a couple years ago. I remember I've got a podcast called The Favorites, and I had Mattress Mack on the podcast when he did this with the Astros a few years ago. He's obviously a brilliant businessman who knows marketing really well, and for years has sort of been a pillar in the Houston area where he has done things for the community. You know, during the floods last year, a couple years ago, he was giving away free mattresses. He was letting people stay in his stores if they were out of their homes. This is a guy who has a lot of money. He clearly likes betting, and he knows how to use it to his advantage in a marketing situation.
And so, yeah, he put $3.5 million on the Astros. Well, you know, the Astros are one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to win it all again because they are such a great team. So not going on too much of a limb. We're talking to Chad Millman here. When it comes to baseball, Braves are slight favorites over the Cardinals in Game 1 today. But, Chad, as, you know, as these leagues embrace gambling, you know, the NFL, the NBA, and others will start to, you know, even do a little bit more. I mean, they're going to be putting in, you know, gambling windows at Soldier Field in Chicago. As they embrace this, betting on baseball is different than betting on football. Can you kind of walk the novice through the differences between betting, say, on the Cardinals-Braves game or on the Falcons-Texans game?
Yeah, so baseball is about betting on the money line. And the money line is basically just betting on who you think is going to win, whereas football is you're betting on a point spread usually. You can bet on the money line in football also, but normally you're betting on a point spread. So you're betting on a certain team will win by a certain amount or a certain team will lose by no less, by no more than that amount. Baseball is actually really interesting because I believe that the money line is really challenging for people to understand. And so what happens is you end up having to bet these weird numbers like, you know, the Braves minus 125 over the Cardinals. And so people have to do math in their head like, all right, if it's minus 125, that means I put down $125 if I want to win $100. And it's hard for people to understand that. It's just no one wants to do that kind of math when you're standing at a betting counter or working it on your phone if you're in one of the states where you can bet legally. And whereas in the NFL, like, you can bet on, you know, the Texans to cover against the Falcons at minus 5, meaning you know the Texans have to win the game by more than 5 points for you to win your bet. You have something clear that you have to root for, and it's easy. You put down $55, you win $50, just based on the commission. It's just an easier process for people to understand the point spread. I actually feel like the point spread is why the NFL ultimately became a lot more popular than baseball because it was just much easier to bet on.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Chad Millman of the Action Network. As the NBA and NHL start up, and do you see a rise of betting, or do you see more betting on the sports when football goes away, on these two sports when football goes away?
Oh, when this goes away. Like, you know, that's a great question because, like, we saw this last year. You will see all the activity is NFL, college football until January. Then all the activity from January through March is NFL playoffs, college basketball. And then once the playoffs start for the NBA, that's when you start to see a lot more activity for that. Like, people start to get into it when they understand, like, the teams are, when every team is playing on television every single night, they can see every game. You know, the NBA is not like having the red zone, right, where everyone is sort of watching that on Sunday. If you want to watch the NBA all season long, you end up watching it, like, on League Pass, and that's a very hardcore group of fans. So it really takes until the spring before you see that. NHL, same thing. Like, it's going to be hardcore, similar to baseball. Like, it's a lot of games to keep up with every night. You're betting on money lines. You're not betting on spreads. And not until you get to the playoffs do you start to get some real activity.
Talking with Chad Millman, Action Network, actionnetwork.com. You know, even without the Dolphins playing this week, we still see a couple of big lines in the NFL. The Patriots are 16-point favorites on the road against the Washington Redskins, and the Philadelphia Eagles are 2 touchdown favorites at home against the New York Jets. This has been the way this year is. Notwithstanding those two games, I'm kind of curious. We have this spread here early in the season, first four games, first 4 weeks, Chad, of the haves and the have-nots in the NFL. And the have-nots are really bad. They're all kind of tanking for two at the same time. There are still six teams without a win. Can you go in and bet? Explain a futures bet to people. Can you still bet a futures bet on, say, the Dolphins to go winless or the Redskins to go winless this season?
There are probably some books that still will let you make those kind of bets. I mean, it's getting harder and harder to find them, and not everybody is going to do it. And it's, look, in these things, it's always about pricing. Like, what is the value of the bet you're going to be making? Because a lot of books are going to make it really, are going to make it disadvantageous for you to go in and bet because the season is going on and people are starting to talk about it. And so they know they can get people to throw down a few bucks on something that is unlikely to happen. So there's going to be a couple spots where you can get it, but it's not a bet that is, like, overwhelmingly easy to find.
Speaking of sports betting and prop betting, as a matter of fact, J-Lo has been announced and Shakira has been announced for the Super Bowl. Have you seen any early prop bets for those two?
No prop bets for them yet. There were prop bets like who would be the performers in the Super Bowl. Now that it's been announced, there hasn't been anything that's been posted. And once it gets closer to the game, we're talking about, like, we're talking after the conference title game, mm-hmm. you'll start seeing stuff like, you know, what will be the opening song? How long will the set list go? Things like that. You know, will one of them fly through the air? Like, things like that will get silly, but you won't see that for a little while.
So if you weren't a married man, I don't know if you are or not, who would it be, J-Lo or Shakira, if you had a chance to date either one of them?
Oh, gosh. I have always been in love with J-Lo. I just think she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's holding it down, too. Like, for real, holding it down.
The odds on that are long, Chad. Just say it.
Yeah, I think they are. I think my wife would agree with you.
Yeah, don't get kilt. Don't.
But I will tell you that even if the odds were shorter, my wife might be like, "How could I not let you go out with J-Lo?" So, you know, she's that forgiving.
Oh, you get a pass. That's good, though. You gotta. She's understandable. Yeah, that's good.
That sounds more like an over-under to me, but okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Hey, Chad, I appreciate it.
All right, folks.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.